I'm Mark Herz. Showtime's Masters of Sex is in its second season. It dramatizes the lives of pioneering sex researchers William Masters and Virginia Johnson. Tonight, one of the leads is up for a primetime Emmy. And joining us now is Thomas Mayer. He wrote the book Masters of Sex that the TV drama is based on. He lives and works on Long Island, where in addition to being an author, he's an investigative reporter for Newsday. And he joins us right now. Thomas Mayer, welcome.
Thanks for inviting me.
In your subtitle, you call Masters and Johnson the couple who taught America how to love. How did they do that?
Their medical studies help inform America during the sexual revolution. Instead of the previous views of sex were usually expressed by either religious figures or by Freudian-trained analysts, what they did was they looked at sex through a medical lab by literally observing how the body responded during sex so that they could come up with therapies that would help various different married couples. They felt very strongly that medicine should be the major place where people address the subject of sex, and they were pioneers in setting that pace.
You say that Virginia Johnson was both grateful and resentful for the ways that Bill Masters changed her life. Tell us more about that.
It's almost like a classic story of Pygmalion or like My Fair Lady, where Masters was the doctor, the professor, the man of science, and she was the person who came in off the street looking for, kind of desperate for a job at that particular point in her life. And so there was always an element of power between them in which he sometimes did take advantage of that. Certainly the most conspicuous example of that was very early on in their relationship. He made it plain that having an affair with him, having sexual relationships, would be part of the job in doing their work. Hmm. And that, again, is also a very complicated matter.
Now, one embarrassing episode for Masters in particular was he wrote a book about so-called conversion therapy for homosexuality, and that sort of chipped away at his vision of himself as a man of science. You tell us about that. How much of what they did as science and therapy stands up today?
Their studies were very strong and very powerful, particularly in the day. They kind of introduced the whole aspect of medicine. So this whole age of Viagra, the pharmaceuticals involved in human sexuality as we see today, that all stems back from Masters and Johnson's work. The gay conversion problems that I outlined, and I exposed it in my book in 2009, what I found was that they felt that their therapies were so strong, so powerful, that a gay person who wanted to change their orientation to heterosexuality could do that if they were sufficiently motivated and if they used their therapies. Mm. And when I interviewed Virginia Johnson about it and another one of their associates, they both acknowledged that there was no proof that this so-called gay conversion therapy worked, at least according to the cases that Masters was pointing to in their book.
So the TV show is a dramatization. Things are done in the show that are for the purposes of making a great hit TV show. You have this exhaustively researched book. How do you feel about the alignment between what you know and what you see when you watch the show?
I think what's interesting to me is how much they've been able to use little parts, little pieces of the tale from my book. And this current season, I'm very proud of the fact that they've delved into the area of race, particularly when we see so many problems in Ferguson, Missouri. I think our show, Masters of Sex, has done a terrific job of portraying the racial tensions that were going on in St. Louis back in the 50s. And it really kind of speaks to the racial tensions that we see today.
Thomas Mayer, the author of the book Masters of Sex that Showtime's show Masters of Sex is based on. And tonight, one of the leads, Lizzie Kaplan, who plays Virginia Johnson on the show, is up for a primetime Emmy. Thomas Mayer, also an investigative reporter for Newsday, thanks for joining us.
Take care. Thanks.